So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin concludes, V'loy shel noshim lo'olam b'pnei hakavod. The biers of women are never set down in the middle of the street to protect their dignity. And the Gemara cites two opinions. One, lo yishanu elachaya, v'shar noshim anichin. This is only true for a woman who died in childbirth, because she might stain her shrouds. But we do set down the bier and eulogize other women. Two, afilu shar noshim. We're concerned for stains from any woman. A braisa describes when a death is due to divine punishment. Meis pisaim zuhi misa chatufa. If a healthy person dies suddenly, his life was snatched away. Similarly, if a person dies after being sick for just a few days, this is an accelerated death, showing various degrees of divine retribution. However, chamisha zuhi misa kol adam. If he was sick for 5 days, this is an ordinary death. The braisa continues. Meis b'chamishim shana zuhi misa karis. If one died between 50 and 60, this could be the punishment of Karis. Shishim zuhi misa b'dei shemayim. At age 60, this is a heavenly sent death. Shivim seva shemayim gvurois. At 70, it's ordinary. At 80, it's a sign of strength. Higia legvurois zuhi misas nashika. At 80, even if one dies suddenly, it's considered death by a divine kiss. Rava states, Chayi banim zayni loy b'shusa tali milsa b'mazel tali milsa. One's lifespan having children and sustenance are not dependent on one's merits, rather by one's natural destiny. The Gemara recorded several statements made by Chachamim to the Malach HaMavis. 1. Rabbi Elazar said, Truma ko achilna, v'lav kodesh ekri. I'm eating truma, which is called kodesh. Wait until I'm done. 2. Rav Shesha said, B'shuka ki behema isa l'gabi besa. Will you take me in the marketplace like an animal? Wait until I get home. 3. Rav Ashi said, Israch li tlasin yoimin. Wait another 30 days, because Ashri mi shebolakan v'talmudai biyadai. Fortunate is the one who comes with Torah in his hand, and I want to review my Torah. When he returned promptly 30 days later, the Malach HaMavis explained, Ein malchus negas b'chaverta afilu k'mali nima. A king cannot extend his reign into the reign of another, even one iota, and it's time for Barnasan to take over your position as leader. 4. The Malach HaMavis could not take Rav Chisda, because they have a shasik pumi megirsa. He did not stop learning for a moment, and so he was forced to create a distraction. Zok the Mishnah. Noshim ba'moyed ma'anois avaloi metapchis. And chol moyed, women are permitted to lament, but they may not clap their hands in sorrow. However, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, hasmuches lamita metapchis. Those close to the bier may clap. B'roshe chadoshim b'chanako b'purim ma'anois metapchis, b'zeh b'zeh loy mekoinenois. On Rish Chodesh and on Chanukah and on Purim, it's permitted to lament and to clap, but not to lament with a kina. Nikvar hameis lo ma'anis lo metapches. However, even on these days, once the nifter was buried, it's forbidden to lament or clap. The Mishnah explains, Ezehu inoy shekulon oines ka'achas. An inoy is a lament said in unison, while kina sha'achas mitaberes v'kulon oines achareho. A kina is a lament said by one person with the rest responding. As the Pasuk says, The Mishnah concludes, Avala Asad Lavai Hu Aimei, regarding the future, there will be no death. As the Pasuk says, Bilu HaMavis LaNetzach Umacha Hashem Alekim Dimam Yaakol Panim V'Goymer. The Gemara gives many examples of popular lamentations and then cites a Pasuk. Toiv L'Lechas Al-Beis Evel V'Goymer V'Hacha Yitein Alibay. The Gemara explains, Dvarim Shal Misa, the living should take to heart the matters of death. For example, the yaspid yisabdune, the yikover yikavrune, the yitan yitanune. He should realize that he should be involved with eulogizing, burying, or carrying a nifter, for this will be done for him as well. The Gemara records the consolation of several chachamim to Rabbi Yishmael upon the death of his sons. They all made the point that umad deloy asu ela mitzvah achas kach, bonav shor Rabbi Yishmael achas kama v'kama. Various individuals, such as Nadav Aviu and Tzidkiyahu, merited tremendous honor when they died due to one special mitzvah they performed. Certainly, your sons deserve great honor.